The Mysterious Mr. Quinn by Agatha Christie. Narrated by Hugh Fraser.
The Coming of Mr. Quinn. It was New Year's Eve. The elder members of the house party at Royston were assembled in the big hall. Mr. Satterthwaite was glad that the young people had gone to bed. He was not fond of young people in herds. He thought them uninteresting and crude. They lacked subtlety, and as life went on, he had become increasingly fond of subtleties. Mr. Satterthwaite was 62, a little, bent, dried-up man with a peering face, oddly elf-like, and an intense and inordinate interest in other people's lives. All his life, so to speak, he had sat in the front row of the stalls, watching various dramas of human nature unfold before him. His role had always been that of the onlooker. Only now, with old age holding him in its clutch, he found himself increasingly critical of the drama submitted to him. He demanded now something a little out of the common. There was no doubt that he had a flair for these things. He knew instinctively when the elements of drama were at hand. Like a warhorse, he sniffed the scent. Since his arrival at Royston this afternoon, that strange inner sense of his had stirred and bid him be ready. Something interesting was happening, or going to happen. The house party was not a large one. There was Tom Evesham, their genial, good-humoured host, and his serious political wife, who had been before her marriage Lady Laura Keane. There was Sir Richard Conway, soldier, traveller, and sportsman. There were six or seven young people whose names Mr. Satterthwaite had not.